3 degrees. Sean Tima with us, political strategist and chief of staff at Young Americans for Liberty. All right, let's talk about these objects being shot down that are coming into the country. Apparently, these have been floating into our country for a long time. We just never had the radar set high enough to pick them up. One of the interesting things that's come out of this, though, is the president really hasn't spoken about this yet. He's got spokespeople, but he hasn't said anything about it. That seems unusual to me.
Yeah, and that's either a case of gross incompetence or he just doesn't know what's going on. I mean, look, I hate to say it, but you can make a whole case that this presidency has been nothing but elder abuse by Jill Biden propping him up there. So he was either failing in leadership, he doesn't know what's going on, or...
My goodness. This isn't a Weekend at Bernie's thing going. I don't think it is, at least.
Mercy.
Hey guys, the only thing that could be worse is 4 years of Bernie himself saying that.
That's true. That's true. New there, but well, yeah. I wonder if I've wondered throughout this entire administration, because Joe Biden, I've seen this guy for years. He's been around for 50 years, and so I remember when he ran back in the 80s. This is not the same guy, and I'm not talking about age. I'm talking about policies, and I wonder how much influence his staff has on him. I kind of get the impression the staff's kind of running the show, and he's the front man for it.
Yeah, I would agree, and Biden has been known to flip-flop and just adjust his policies to the electorate at the time. You know, name me one thing besides this illusion of that he's for the working man or that it's a union man. I mean, and it saw him mouth off and be disrespectful to the factory worker on his campaign tour. That completely blew up this illusion that he's a friend of the working man. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think the staff's in charge. And when it comes to the UFOs, I mean, look, this government demands, if not coerces, transparency from the American people. I mean, they've been spying on us for years. We know this from Snowden. We know this from the Patriot Act. If a foreign nation is now spying on us as well with these balloons, probably China, the least that the American government can do is let us know and let Congress know. But they are being tight-lipped, and again, it's either gross incompetence and they don't know what's going on, or they do know what's going on and they're trying to get away with pulling the wool over our eyes.
We talk about gross incompetence, but then I hear Joe Biden turn back around and say that he's going to run again in a couple of years. Number one, do you think he's going to do that? And number two, is that not just an enormous gift for Republicans?
I think that he thinks he's going to do it. I think his staff and the handlers currently haven't stopped him from doing it. You know, Joe Biden, I mean, yes, we all know he has been a failure. But you look at his State of the Union, he is tapping in to that sense of centrist populism that actually resonates with a lot of these swing voters and the average American. I mean, you take that State of the Union alone, his tone, what he was saying. I'm not saying I agree with him. I think he was lying about a lot of his successes. But, I mean, if you put him on the campaign trail, he wouldn't be turning off some of these people like these crazy woke Democrats would. You know, he can turn on the mainstream messaging when he needs to. And that's why even at 84 – or however old he is, I mean, he could still be a threat if the wrong Republican, you know, gets the nomination. So this is all to say he shouldn't run again. His administration's been a failure, but he's such a political animal that you can never totally count him out.
Sean Tima is a political strategist and the chief of staff at Young Americans for Liberty. Sean, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.